Welcome into the Yards After College podcast. My name is Kyle Ireland, and I'm a digital sports producer with KSLSports.com. Happy to launch this Yards After College podcast today with you to be able to get you on board with this new venture, our new podcast here at KSL Sports, and to really, you know, get this NFL season rolling. Here we're under 10 days until the season officially kicks off between the Kansas City Chiefs and Houston Texans on Thursday, September 10th, and so excited to really kind of take a deep dive into not only the NFL as a whole, the general storylines, the big picture items within the NFL, some of the obvious national talking points that we'll go over on this podcast, but also to really dive in and look at some of the local storylines, the ties to the NFL within the state of Utah, to be able to look at some of the athletes that have come from the state of Utah. A lot of these colleges, Utah, BYU, Utah State, and even some of the high schools within the state of Utah have put NFL players into the league, put these players into the league within the last few years. And so to be able to look at some of their storylines, their performances, and, you know, things that are going on within their lives is really, you know, another angle that we'll take within this podcast and diving deep into, you know, some of the storylines there. I'm excited to get this thing rolling, but I also want to start it off by saying that I'd like to have a lot of your feedback within this podcast as well, to be able to talk about the things that you're interested in. And so you can find me on Twitter at Kyle Ireland. My email is on my Twitter profile. And so feel free to shoot me an email or send me a direct message. My DMs are open. So you can send me any ideas or, you know, any topics that you'd like me to cover. I'm more than happy to take any suggestions that you have, some feedback about the podcast, so that we can, you know, kind of go through this NFL season together to be able to, you know, have fun and talk about some football. I mean, it's exciting to have live sports back, and to be able to have the NFL season back is something that I think is pretty remarkable. Obviously, you know, we've all been going through this pandemic together for the last few months, and so to have some sense of normalcy by having the NFL season start here in September is something that I'm really excited about and looking forward to. And so I hope that you can join me along with the podcast for this NFL season, have this, you know, ride throughout, you know, the 17-week schedule and into the postseason, because we're going to have a lot to talk about. We're going to have a lot to cover, some amazing storylines within you know, these local, you know, players that, you know, things that they've overcome, injuries and, you know, all sorts of transactions, different moves, being able to, you know, move up depth charts. We're going to look at some of the rookies that are entering their first season in the league. So there's going to be a lot to talk about. But the other things that we're going to discuss are the main storylines of the league. We're going to talk about Patrick Mahomes. We're going to talk about the NFL, you know, awards. And next week I'm planning on giving out my preseason awards and, you know, who we're going to look at for, you know, potential coach of the year, rookie of the year, those types of things. But we're also going to talk about the big storylines each and every week. We're going to talk about, you know, the key games, the big matchups. We're going to talk about Sunday Night Football. We're going to talk about, you know, all of these different things that tie into, you know, the national storylines, but again, also looking at the local angles, some of these local players and the things that they're doing week in and week out. And so I'm really excited to talk about those things. Another thing that we're going to really dive into is some of the local regional teams within the NFL. And so we're going to talk about the Denver Broncos. We're going to talk about the Las Vegas Raiders and their first season at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, and be able to look at the Arizona Cardinals, the teams that you guys care about locally. And so I'm excited to do that with you. We're going to take a ride together and be able to really look at this NFL season week by week. We're going to look at the things that happened the week before, and then also taking a look at the things coming up in the week ahead. And so excited to have you along for the ride. We're going to take a quick break, and then on the other side, we're going to discuss some of the local storylines to look forward to this season. Welcome back to the Yards After College podcast. Again, my name is Kyle Ireland, the host of the Yards After College podcast and digital sports producer at KSLSports.com. You can find all of our stuff at KSLSports.com and at KSL Sports on all of the social media channels that you're interested in, whether that be Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You search KSL Sports and you'll find us. But I'm excited to talk now about some of the local storylines, some of these NFL players that have ties to the state of Utah with you, because this NFL season, it's going to be pretty amazing to see some of the names. And, you know, we've seen within the last couple of seasons some of these NFL players that have been pretty high profile stories, and they have ties to the state of Utah. And I think that that'll continue this season as well. I want to start off with some of the players from the University of Utah, because last season, I mean, the NFL draft featured a number of players that were drafted out of the University of Utah. And so there's dozens of players just from the Utes that are now in the National Football League. And that'll be something that we'll really look at this season as well, and how they're performing, because, you know, there's a number of players that, we can talk about. I think that one of the cool stories that I really want to focus on this season that I'm looking forward to is the story about Alex Smith and how he's really fought back over a brutal injury that occurred in the 2018 season. If you haven't seen the Project 11 documentary, I highly recommend it. You can check out some of our stories about that documentary at kslsports.com. But Alex Smith and the fact that he's really just overcome so much in the last, you know, 2 years almost, and to be able to get to the point where he's now been activated to Washington's active roster, to be able to practice and, you know, fight for the chance to play on Sunday again. I think that that's going to be something to really look forward to as a football fan, and something that we'll cover here on the Yards After College podcast. And so whenever Alex Smith does step on the football field, if that happens again, we're going to have that covered for you here on the podcast. But a number of other things that I want to cover as far as local players from the Utah Utes that are now in the National Football League are some of these rookies. We've got a number of players that were drafted into the league this last season. Some of the players that I really want to focus on and you know, kind of follow their journey are guys like Julian Blackman and Tyler Huntley, Zach Moss, some of Utah's top players from last season that reached the Pac-12 championship game in back-to-back years. And now, you know, being able to put on their pads and play on Sundays is going to be something that it's really going to be, you know, interesting to see how those guys perform. Because I think that, you know, a guy like Zach Moss is up for a rookie of the year kind of a season. I think that he could be in that conversation with Buffalo. And so we'll kind of follow Zach Moss's journey in that way. And then Julian Blackman returning from an injury suffered in the Pac-12 championship game, being able to be activated by the Colts the other day to be able to start practicing with them. I think that that'll be something to look forward to, and seeing how the Colts end up using him and how much playing time he gets. How soon does he play? Those types of things. And then with Tyler Huntley, you know, just to kind of round out those three, you know, is he going to be on Baltimore's roster? Does he make the cut here within the first week of September? And so that'll be something to look at as well, because I think that he fits really great as a backup behind Lamar Jackson. And so being able to be with a successful team like Baltimore is going to be something that, you know, would be really good for Tyler Huntley to be able to learn from a guy who was the MVP of the NFL last year in Lamar Jackson. And so we're going to look at all of those. Obviously, those aren't all of the University of Utah players in the National Football League, but some of the few that I wanted to touch on today. But we'll have all of the other Utah players covered as well. Just moving on to BYU now. A number of players from Brigham Young University that are in the National Football League as well. A really high profile one now is Taysom Hill with the New Orleans Saints. Taysom, you know, really has really blossom into a player that, you know, is becoming a household name within the NFL. And so even though he's not the starting quarterback for the Saints this year, I'm excited to see how the Saints utilize him now that he's kind of moved up the depth chart, now that Teddy Bridgewater is gone to Carolina. And so the Saints have Jameis Winston, who really is the number two quarterback behind Drew Brees. Is it Taysom Hill? Like, you know, Sean Payton earlier in the offseason said that Taysom Hill earned that number two job. And so is Taysom Hill the number two player there on the quarterback depth chart, or is Jameis Winston actually the backup quarterback? I'm interested in seeing that, and I'm interested in seeing how they utilize Taysom if he lines up at wide receiver and running back and tight end as much as he did a season ago, because it was really exciting to see him, you know, go out there and score some touchdowns and to really be that Swiss Army knife player that the Saints used last season. Another player that we'll focus on is Kyle Van Noy. Now that he's no longer with the New England Patriots, signed with the Miami Dolphins this offseason, how does his career, you know, trajectory change? Does he stay on a similar trajectory that he was on the last few seasons with New England, or was it just because he was with the Patriots? Does he kind of revert back to the player that he was with the Detroit Lions, where, you know, a lot of people wondered what his place was in the National Football League? And so that'll be a storyline that will follow. A guy like, you know, Fred Warner with the San Francisco 49ers, obviously making it to the Super Bowl last season, losing to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. But to be able to, you know, be in that position as a second year player last year, Fred Warner has been really highly touted by a number of his teammates, including Pro Bowl George Kittle, in recent weeks, talking about how much of a leader he is for that San Francisco defense. And so we'll follow Fred Warner's path this season, as well as some of these other BYU football players. But a guy like Jordan Love with Utah State, obviously the Packers went and drafted Jordan Love in the first round. How much does Jordan Love play this season? How much does he sit and really, you know, learn from Aaron Rodgers as far as being a player on the bench, or does he get to play in garbage time? How much of that does he get to see the football field this season? And so we'll look at Jordan Love's progress and the things that he's able to do with the Packers this season. We'll take a look at Bobby Wagner with the Seattle Seahawks, and, you know, the fact that he's Seattle's all-time leading tackler now after last season, to really see, you know, he's a top 15 player in the NFL. And so how does his career trajectory help the Seahawks, you know, in their quest for getting back to the Super Bowl again? You know, we'll look at all of those types of players, as well as some of the players from Weber State, Southern Utah, and some of the high schools within the state of Utah as well. And so I'm excited to do that with you this season on the Yards After College podcast. But we're going to take one last break and come back on the other side, just talk about some of the news and notes from the NFL within the last couple of days that relate to some of the local ties to the state of Utah. We'll hit that up on the other side. Welcome back to the Yards After College podcast. Once again, just thrilled to have you guys along for the ride. Excited to have this pilot episode launch today and be able to kind of kick off this NFL football season. I wanted to close the show off by kind of going over some of the news and notes from the National Football League within the last couple of days. It was reported yesterday that Super Bowl champion head coach Andy Reid of the Kansas City Chiefs signed an extension, that is, with the Kansas City Chiefs through 2025. At the same time, Kansas City also extended their general manager, Brett Veach, through the same time as Andy Reid, having their contracts aligned there. And so it sounds like Andy Reid's going to be in Kansas City for a number of years now. And, you know, obviously this offseason, Patrick Mahomes signed his deal with Kansas City, and he's going to be there for a long time as well. So it'll be interesting to see how many rings those two get together, that duo of Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Really excited to kind of see how Andy does. You know, obviously a local legend here coming out of BYU, and you know, really just kind of finally getting that monkey off of his back by winning the Super Bowl this last season. So happy for him on the extension, and excited to see what they do this coming season. Other news and notes, San Francisco, the 49ers placed former BYU linebacker Fred Warner on the team's reserve/COVID-19 list. Now, the teams aren't able to discuss whether or not the player tested positive for the virus, or if they're in quarantine, those types of things. But Fred Warner was placed on that list yesterday. Other news and notes in the National Football League, former Utah safety Julian Blackman was removed from the Colts' non-active football injury list, and he was moved to the active roster, so he's able to start practicing with the Indianapolis Colts now. He said today that he's feeling closer and closer to 100% each and every day. And, I believe he said he was at 95% is what he felt like. So it'll be interesting to see how long the Colts hold him out, how slowly they work him into the rotation there on defense. But, Other news and notes, we've got Darren Paulo, former Utah offensive tackle, was claimed off of waivers by the Denver Broncos. And so there's really just some roster changes that are happening here before the rosters have to be cut down on September 5th. And so we'll have some of those notes covered next episode. We'll have that next week before the season opener on September 10th. So the last news and notes is the Washington football team, they were going under investigation based off of accusations and allegations against the organization, including team owner Dan Snyder. The NFL took over that investigation, and so the league has kind of stepped in to really figure out what kind of culture that organization has had. Obviously, the Washington Post has come out with a number of articles in the last few weeks about, you know, things that have happened in the Washington football team's organization over the last few years. And so we'll have all of the information up on that story as well on kslsports.com. But you can also follow us on social media at KSL Sports, and we'll post all of our articles on Facebook, Twitter, and then you can also follow us on our app, the KSL Sports app. Excited to really just cover the NFL in a deeper way this season. Obviously, college football isn't going to be what it was in seasons past with COVID-19, and so I'm excited to, you know, have the NFL to talk about with you this season. And we're only a few short, you know, days away from the start of the NFL season. We've got the Texans and the Chiefs coming up on Thursday, September 10th. We'll have that all covered here on the podcast, so don't miss out on that. You can follow me on Twitter at Kyle Ireland for all the updates as we kind of lead up to the season opener, but we'll have everything covered for you as well on kslsports.com. You can also follow me on Instagram at Kyle Ireland KSL. Until next week, this has been the Yards After College podcast.